Listen, I have to apologize for my attitude yesterday and pre-apologize for my attitude today. I guess it was 24 hours ago I revealed on this program I've had my last Diet Coke that I'm ever going to have in my life. I had it 25 hours ago. And you all said, yeah, right, we've heard it before. Now, my non-negotiable 4 months ago was I'm quitting Diet Coke. Then about a month ago, we go on vacation, and my wife, temptress that she is, bought Diet Cokes and put them in the fridge and said, it's vacation, have them. I started having them to the point where I was up to six a day, which is what I always, always, always do. Chris Tim calls it returning to my dark master.
Yeah.
And it's so true. So yesterday, I said, listen, I woke up yesterday morning and I had gained like 3 pounds. And it was from a casserole and all this Diet Coke. And I said, you know, I just have to, something has to give here. Mm. So yesterday, I said, that's it for Diet Coke. I'm not having any more. As the day went on, of course, I was testy. I was short with people. And then as later in the day, I got to where I just was listless and didn't care about anything. Moments ago, Biggie said, I just watched a great documentary about a murder that took place in our area. Now, this case is old. It's been through the courts, and now there's a documentary on it. And he said to me, what does your wife think about this case? And I said, I don't know. I've heard her drone on about it for years. I haven't even paid attention to what she's like prattling on and on.
That stopped Biggie and me dead in our tracks.
Oh, yeah, that was very noticeable.
And you said, you better have a Diet Coke before you make a statement like that.
I think you need to crack open a cold one now.
Right now.
And rethink your answer.
Yeah.
And two more things have happened. First of all, Chris Dim just noticed right before we turned on these microphones, are you wearing sweatpants? The answer is yes. I didn't even bother with denim today. I just like, you know what? I'm just putting on this.
Yeah, it's the odd, it's the very divorced dad on a kid-free weekend.
Kind of.
Yeah, he goes out to get cigarettes and beer. It's sweatpants with a collared shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a terrible look.
Oh, God, the worst.
I hate to say this, but it's true. You would fit in any homeless shelter today. I mean, across the board, any state, any city,
yeah,
you could stroll in and they'd be like, oh, hot meal?
Yeah.
I got a meeting today, too.
Oh, God. With management?
Management.
Oh, God.
In this meeting.
It does look like you just, ripped off a Goodwill.
Yeah. You look like you got out of jail and needed to change clothes.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. I didn't have enough energy to put on denim.
No.
I could not button and zip.
And I've never seen this move before, but about 2 minutes before the show started, you just leaned down on the table and like, ooh.
The American lean.
Like, even when you've come off Diet Coke before, you've never done that.
I know. This has been a particularly difficult come down.
Come down.
I mean, yesterday I had the shakes and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Are
the headaches setting in today?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. And here's something you don't even know. We're vying, as we do every year, for the Marconi Award.
Oh, man.
Not this again.
You know,
just the time of year when the folks who run the Marconi Awards point and laugh at us again.
Hey, look who sent us something.
Not those clowns.
These jabrones. Really? Again?
Every
year. Small town losers?
20 something years they keep sending it?
26 years.
And they pay the fee?
That's right, every year. I just found out there was a fee about 5 years ago. I couldn't believe it. Here, the background. The Marconi Award is a very well-known, highest honor you can get.
The man who invented radio.
The man who invented radio is Marconi. So every year, about this time of year, I get an email from our program director saying, put together 2 minutes, your best 2 minutes of the past year, and we're going to submit for the Marconi. The Marconi is like the best radio show in America.
Like the Oscars.
It's the Oscars, right. For 26 years, I've put together our best 2 minutes, and for 26 years, we have been left off the nominee list. Not once have we ever even been, they collect like the best five, and then you fly to some San Francisco or Austin or Dallas or somewhere, and on that night, they say, and the Marconi goes to Bob and Tom. All right, so.
Yep.
True radio legends.
Every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year. Okay, so. Once again this year, about a month ago, our program director, maybe 3 weeks ago, sends me an email saying, that time of year again, put together your best.
Woo!
Can you scrape together 2 minutes of somewhat quality material?
That's right. So yesterday, I have it here, last night, and here I am at my lowest. No Diet Cokes for 17 hours at that point. And I get a text from our man in production.
Okay.
Who says, he writes up, he does other things for the station and puts together that audio. And he writes up a long, like, here's our accomplishments over the past year.
Oh.
All I have to supply is the audio. You know, I supply
this.
Right. And he says to me, here's the text. He said, our program director, the Littlest Patriot, wanted me to tell you to send over that morning compilation as soon as you can because the Marconi Awards are getting close. Need to get it from you in the next few days. And I write back to him, who cares?
Now, do you want me to quote you on that when I text him? Or?
And he says, well, the program director is going out of town. We really need to get this in the next few days. Mm-hmm. You know, what have you worked up so far? And I wrote back, nothing. Nothing.
No.
And it was 5 years ago, because we've been sending these in, you know, 25 years. But about 5 years ago, it slipped. It cost us like $100 to enter. And I said, are you kidding? We're paying? We're
just lighting money on fire.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I think my favorite part of this is today, your response will slowly ripple through the building. And at some point, you will have a meeting, maybe after the big meeting today, where... Yeah. It's like, I understand you don't care about the Marconi Award.
I don't. Even if we won it, what would it do for us? You know, it's like, I always think, what does it get us? You know, it's, you get, go over there and...
A plaque, a dinner.
Yeah.
There's a nice trip out of town, maybe.
Well, yes, but...
You can't fly.
I can't fly.
You can't fly.
We don't even have...
No, we don't have our real IDs. Oh, wouldn't that be the ironic thing?
Yeah.
We finally
all
win.
All expense pay trip to Honolulu.
No one can go.
Chris Dim can.
I'll be there.
He'll go accept the award for us.
Yeah.
The others can't be there. Wouldn't that?
They're on the no-fly list. So on behalf of this little two-bit program, I want to say thank you to Guglielmo Marconi.
Yeah.
And Nikola Tesla, let's be fair. They both invented radio.
Absolutely right. That Tesla.
There's a bit of a debate in
he doesn't get the credit.
Engineering
That's
world.
That's right. Marconi gets the credit, but really it's Tesla, they say. So my attitude has been, who cares? It might be a lot like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank. We quote it often. At the every 15, 20 minutes of the movie, he goes in to see if he's paroled.
Parole hearing, yeah.
And they always say, are you rehabilitated? And he says, oh, yes, sir. It's wonderful. Oh, I've learned my lesson. And they go, deny, stamp his paper. Denied, denied, denied. So the very end, they say, are you rehabilitated? And he goes, that's just a BS word. You just stamp your form, Sonny, and I'll be about my way. Get out of my face. Stop wasting my time. And what do they do?
Approved.
Approved. So this year, why don't we just say, we're not sending Jack Squat. If you like us.
We've got an app if you want us.
Yeah, go.
Come
find,
get us.
Find us. Find, and they might go, that's just the kind of moxie we're looking for.
Yeah.
Who are these firebrands? Let me see a picture. Oh, one of them's in sweatpants. Man, they really don't care.
Send them to Hawaii.
When did the other one shave?
Bring them to Hawaii.
One of them's supposed to be on weight loss drugs.
He's losing weight? Well, you should have seen him a few months ago.
Yeah, Biggie was just saying, what a victory, too. I don't know if this says more about you or more about B.B. Shea. B.B. Shea did his hot dog review yesterday. And the comments under it were, you look great. You've really lost some weight.
So proud of you, Biggie.
So proud of you.
Keep it going, Biggie.
We're slowly merging
into one. He's moving up and you're moving down. Mm-hmm. And
the two lines will intersect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One person wrote, I listen every single day, 21 days straight. So proud of you, heart. And I'm like, that's me. That's not him.
I know. You know, I saw a thing. You'd be interested in this. It was, I probably have this later on the grid, but who cares?
What grid?
Yeah, what grid? We're not paying attention today. What do we care?
Marconi didn't have a grid.
You think Marconi had a grid? He just freestyled this thing, you know? They did some sort of, I believe it was a 72-week study. It was Wegovy versus Mounjaro. And which one causes you to lose more weight more effectively? You're a Mounjaro man.
Mounjaro, yeah.
They won. Mounjaro, it wins.
Yeah, well,
wins.
And I'm also, you know, there's different things like Mounjaro's. My doctor trusts it more for my heart issues, too.
There you have it.
That's the big thing. That's why, because, you know, for a long time, people were like, just go get, you know, go get anything. Go get any GLP-1, because now you can call, you know, and get them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not that easy with me.
Mounjaro, but you got the right one. Sounds like right one for you and all of that.
I'd say I probably, I mean, I can tell I'm losing weight. I haven't gone
great.
Officially.
I think you look good.
I need to shave. I look terrible.
No, but look what, well, look who's complimenting me. Look at this. Mm-hmm. I'm taking clothes by the Goodwill today that I've collected from my closet. So when I walk up there, they're going to think,
oh, God.
Be like, my God, man.
He's going to strip right here?
Yeah.
Or would they look at you and say, what in God's name is in the bag?
Exactly.
You're keeping that?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. You just sit that bag out here. We'll take care of it. This right into the trash.
This is how you present yourself to the world. What is it giving away?
What's possibly in the garbage bag? You know what else I'm
old doing? Radio station shirts? Or do you keep those?
I'm giving a lot of those away. I have so many shirts and so much junk. I just read yesterday. Listen, I'm on Facebook, okay? There's this thing. It's called Facebook. And
it's coming on.
I read a stat yesterday. The average home has 300,000 things in it, trinkets, whatever, and we use about 8% of what we have. And the closet, you wear 18 to 20% of your clothes.
Without a doubt.
The average person.
I have a closet
yes,
full.
Yes, yes. And so it said, declutter. Declutter your life. You could throw away 80% of the crap you have.
Oh, that's your crack cocaine, Kelly.
I know, but this is
you,
a big...
You claim to be against clutter.
Well, I am. Honestly, if my wife would give me the go-ahead, I would throw away half the stuff we have. I'd go to the basement and just pitch out box after box without even looking in them because we haven't seen them in 10 years anyway. It's like, what good do they do me? I just throw it away. Same with the attic. And frankly, the closet. I might go through and give up more today. I'm in a real let's simplify mode right now. Probably because... I'm off Diet Coke, you know.
Mm. This is how you get your Netflix murder documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll never give a go-ahead.
You go home today and just start throwing things out, see how quickly that turns.
Murdered in his sweatpants. The body was found in sweatpants. We think he was napping.
Yeah.
In his car.
Earlier at his job, he was quoted as saying, I don't care anymore.
Who cares?
Was it a murder-suicide?
No. She would just murder me because she's already got her 911 call all rehearsed.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So she gets it exactly
plus,
right.
If you throw out her sentimental things, you're a dead
forget
man.
Forget it. I wouldn't do it because I've told her I've already threatened to clean out the garage here soon. And she says, but you won't throw anything away, right? So it's just...
Define clean out.
It's just moving things from one place to another is all it's doing. So, no, we're not, I won't throw anything away. But honestly, I read that on Facebook and I was like,
well, it must be true.
I felt like it's true. I know my closet could, I mean, I've already gotten rid of some stuff. I can get rid of half the other stuff. You know, it's just, I don't ever wear. You see what I wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same 7 or 8 shirts. I have spring and summer shirts. I have hoodies for the fall and winter. You
so
know?
The low-income 6'5" gentleman's about to have a windfall.
That's the truth. I always figure, well, it's like when I donate stuff to Goodwill, you know, somebody in there goes, oh, a fat person died. That's so sad. Some big guy died somewhere, but look at all these clothes.
It's so
they
sad.
Probably always think, should we cut it into make two shirts? Can we